The Gemara Masechta Ksubos at the bottom of the Aftalam Bay is going into the Afheyom and Aleph, says Abimotzei Shabbos Amayloi. Why may there not be a wedding take place on Motzei Shabbos? Says the Gemara Amar Abzeira Moshem Cheshbonis. We are concerned that if there will be a wedding on Motzei Shabbos, he may come to make Cheshbonis. He may come to start thinking on Shabbos on what he needs to do for the wedding. And as Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, V'daber dover. One may not, on Shabbos, Mimtza Cheftzacha, V'daber dover. That on Shabbos, our thinking and our speaking are also, we may not do those types of activities on Shabbos. There's a machloikus rishonim. What is the source, how we know that we're not allowed to make cheshbonos on Shabbos? Rashi says, the Pasuk says, v'daber dover. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches, Pasuk Yudalud, v'chiparitoi ma'asois durachecha, mimtzoi cheftzecha, v'daber dover. And the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Gimel Amabez explains, Mimtza Cheftzecha Chafetzecha Asurim. And Rashi explains what that means, is that a person is not allowed to go to his field on Shabbos to see what his field needs. V'daber dover Shlo Yidburcha Shal Shabbos K'diburcha Shal Chol. And Rashi explains there, that means, for example, doing business. But it's important to point out that from Rashi, it seems that the Isser to do this kind of thinking on Shabbos is based on the Pasuk of Adaber Dover. Taisvis, in Masechet Shabbos, there on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel Shaloi, disagrees with Rashi, and he says the way we learn that you're not allowed to do these kind of activities on Shabbos, Shlai Diburcha Shal Shabbos K'Diburcha Shal Chol, and that on Shabbos one shouldn't spend his time speaking about matters that he speaks about during the week. One should refrain from that kind of speaking on Shabbos. So Pashup Shat, we have here a very fundamental Machloikis Rashi and Taisus. Because Rashi is learning the Isser Cheshbonis from the Pasuk of Mimtzai Cheftzecha. Taisus is learning it from the words of Adaber Dover. So it would seem that according to Taisvis, if one is having, is thinking on Shabbos, if one is thinking on Shabbos, Cheshbonis, but they're not being articulated, he's not verbalizing those Cheshbonis, they ought to be mutter. Because Taisvis is learning it only from V'daber Dover. But actually, the Mefarshim, so the question therefore is, why is our Gemara concerned with making a wedding on Motzei Shabbos? Because he may have Machshavos. If according to Taisvis, it's only V'daber Dover, it's only speaking that's Osir, not thinking. And actually, it's interesting to point out that even Rashi in Masechet Shabbos says, Mutar l'harer b'liboy. On Shabbos, one is allowed to think, Kach v'kach yitzias ani tzorich l'hoitzi. So how do we understand this Gemara? So the simple way of understanding this Gemara is that the Gemara, when the Gemara is concerned, Mishim Cheshbonis, is the Gemara is not concerned that somebody's just going to think about what he needs to do for Shabbos. But what the Gemara is actually concerned for is that he's going to verbalize and say those thoughts that are usur on Shabbos. However, I saw from Reb Moshe Sternberg that if we actually look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, where these halachas are taught to us, we'll find very interesting. Simen Shin Vav Sif Ches. Let's read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And I think that answers the question very clearly. Here Basak of Mutar. The Shulchan Aruch says, as we just said, that to think is mutar. And the Mefarshim explain, because the Pasuk says, V'dabe dover, dibur osur, hira mutar. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, U'mikomakim, mishum oynik Shabbos, when we speak about oynik Shabbos, the proper thing is, mitzvah shloyach shloch bem klal. The mitzvah is, the one shouldn't even think about those machshavas on Shabbos. V'hei be'enov, Shabbos should be in one's mind, kil komalach esuya, as if all his work is done. So now, it's very understandable. Yes, the halacha is that on Shabbos one is allowed to think. But as we're learning now, the Shulchan Aruch says that even that shouldn't be done. And as the Beis Yosef here in Simen Shin Vav quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Igeres HaTshuva that says, "Osel Adam Shlayi Liboy Tord Basaka B'Shabbos." One should not be thinking about his affairs, business affairs, in Shabbos. And continues Rabbeinu Yoina, Af pi she'omru chachamim hira mutar, even though technically Chazal taught us that hira is mutar in Shabbos, im yesh lo mitoichai hira tirdus alev, or nidno daige, if because of that hira he'll get preoccupied, oh, I have so much to take care of, or he'll get worried, also. Chazinan, so we see from here that it's not only that dibur is asur, but even hearer is also. And therefore, our Gemara is very understandable. Because even though maybe he's only going to be thinking and not verbalizing his preparation for the wedding, it doesn't make a difference. Hearer that takes away from the Oynik Shabbos is also. And in fact, this is based on this, there's a question in the Paiskim. If somebody has a store and he has a window and he has a display in the window, may he keep that display open on Shabbos? Because people will pass by the display, and if they pass by the display, they'll see the display and they'll want to buy I want to buy this item that's on display, and maybe that's awesome. So the Maram Shik in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Beis, and the Shailos HaTshuvos Chelkas Yaakov, in the old version it's Chelik Aleph Simen Samaches, in the new version it's Chelik Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Tes, say that you are allowed to keep your window display open. Because as we're learning now, hearer is mutter, and therefore if somebody walks by and sees this display, it should be mutter to look at what's on display. And that's in fact the way the Shmiru Shabbos Kol Chosoi Paskins and Perichov Tes Sif Tes. The Paiskim do say that even if we're saying that one is allowed to look at a window display on Shabbos, That's only if I'm walking by the store and this I see the items in the window, I'm allowed to look at them. That's only here, it's mutter. However, the Paiskim say that somebody should especially walk by on Shabbos a store that has a display in its window, so I should look at that display. That's usur. Why is that usur? Because that means I'm doing something letzoy rechol. I'm not allowed to shop on Shabbos. So I'm going to look in the window of the shop on Shabbos in order that I should be able to shop there during the week. That is usur. But otherwise, it's mutter. The Chelkas Yaakov, as I said, does quote the Maram Shik, who says that one is allowed to keep his window display open on Shabbos. However, he says that there are people that purposely, if they live in a Jewish neighborhood, put the gates down, that the window display should not be visible on Shabbos, because as we're learning now, even here is something that should be usur. Furthermore, even those that hold that one may look at a window display on Shabbos, you're not allowed to look at the price, if there are prices on the items that are in the window display. And, as we just said, one should not say, oh, I like this item, and I'm going to come after Shabbos and purchase it. However, I did see in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Oz Nidburu, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Tes, Ois Yud Gimel, that he takes a more stricter approach. And he says, Omnam, Lemais Bevada Yesh Lahachmer, one Lachatchil Shabi Lahachmer, Zafilam Nemar, even will say, the Etzem Habota Bechaloin Roa, looking at a window display, Ein Boy Mishum Mimsa Chefzacha, is not a violation of Mimsa Chefzacha, of Zagorim Ledaber, and could cause one to speak what you're not supposed to speak about, as we just said on Shabbos, Ulapamim Goyim Tirdas Halev, and it causes one to start getting preoccupied. The naiv v'namishim chefzah chefzacha. Umemela yesh lahachmish loy liftoch chaloyin rava b'shabbos. Therefore, it's appropriate, he says, that one should not keep his window display open on Shabbos. Shloy lahach shlos acherim. If I keep my window display open on Shabbos, I will cause others to perhaps do something that ought not to be done. That ought not to be done on Shabbos. The Mechilta says that the Mechilta, however, has a different approach. As we've been explaining, it seems that the approach of Rashi and Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch that we just quoted is that one is only not allowed to say these things on Shabbos, make these cheshbonos on Shabbos, but one may think them at least b'diavad. However, if we look in the Mechilta brings a raya that even cheshbonos, just thinking, is usur. Because he says, we remember the pasuk by Yosef. The pasuk says, by Yosef, with the story with Eishes Paitifar, V'yovay habay salasis melachtoi. And Chazal say, what lasis melachtoi means, say Chazal, so we see that what the Malachtoi, which is obviously Osir on Shabbos, what was Yosef's position in the home of Potiphar? Yosef's position in the home of Potiphar was to be the one that did the bookkeeping, and that the Torah calls Malachtoi. So we see from here that even just doing that Malacha, even doing that is usur on Shabbos. Of course, it's not a compelling raya, because maybe Yosef wasn't just going to do the calculation, he was going to actually write. He was actually going to write, and therefore, it's usur. Furthermore, I did see that the Shaila of Tshuvas Maril wants to differentiate when it comes to hearer between hearer that somebody's sitting, I'm sitting and I'm thinking, even if I'm thinking about non-Shabbos type of situation, it would be mutter. It's only, hearer is also only in a situation where it's obvious that you're being maharer shloi l'tzor of Shabbos, which goes back to the example that we gave. If somebody's sitting at home or even in shul and he's thinking, so we don't know what this person is thinking about, and that is mutter. But if somebody's walking by a store and he's looking at the window display, so yes, he's not saying anything, he's not doing anything, but it's quite obvious that this person is thinking about the items in the window, and therefore it's usher. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Pei He Sif Beis, says that one may not think about Divrei Torah when he's using the washroom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so what should one think about when he's using a restroom? He should think about his expenses. It's a time to think about the different expenses, income and expenses a person has. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Shalom, that in Shabbos, one shouldn't do that. And Shabbos, when one is using the restroom, he should think about beautiful things that he's saw. So from here we see that on Shabbos, it's usur even to be maharer, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Shalom, even when you're sitting privately. There could also perhaps be a difference what type of hearer one has. If one has a hearer about his business, even though he's just thinking, that is perhaps what the Mechilta means as Osir. Because the Pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Tavod Vasisa Kol Melachtecha. And the question is, how do we understand that Pasuk? 6 days one should work, and you should do all your work. Is it then possible for one to have all of his work done in 1 week? No, says the Mechilta, that when it comes to Shabbos, a person's attitude and a person's feeling should be as if all of my work has been done. That's called Oinik Shabbos. So that's why perhaps there's specifically an issue to think about business, one's business on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day not to think about your business. But if that's the point, so our question that we began this year comes back. Because here, one's not thinking about his business. One's thinking about the wedding that he's going to make. But we go back to the Rabbeinu Yoinin, the Geres Tshuva that we quoted earlier, that the other type of hearer that's usher is a hearer that causes tirdas halev, a hearer that causes one to be not calm. And Shabbos, as we say in now Tfilos on Shabbos, is a day of menucha shalom v'shalva ha-hashket u'betach menucha shleima shataroitzba. And as we say in Birchas Hamazon and would say as well, Shleitei Tzora V'yogoyim B'Yoyim Menuchaseinu. Shabbos is a day that we're not supposed to be preoccupied. Shabbos is a day that our mind and our should be clear and calm. Anything that is the opposite of that, even if it's hearer, is also. And that's why our Gemara is very understandable when our Gemara says that on Shabbos one should not even make the cheshbonis for the wedding that he's going to be making Matzoy Shabbos.